Welcome to the Philia podcast. Philia means daughter. We are the daughters of the women who came before us, and we fight so that our daughters may be free. We are a women-led volunteer organization. Our vision is a world free from patriarchy, where all women and girls are liberated. We seek to contribute to the women's liberation movement by building sisterhood and solidarity among women, locally, nationally, and globally. By amplifying the voices of women, particularly those less often heard or purposefully silenced, and by defending women's human rights. Our podcast seeks to shed light on some of the most pressing issues facing women and girls around the world. Please take from them what you can. In sisterhood and in solidarity, the Philia team.
Can you hear me in fact?
Yes.
Good. Before I start, let me tell you that this morning at about 1 o'clock in the morning, I heard and then I read that the president of Chile, right-wing president of Chile, has declared a state of emergency. So they've got the militaries out into the streets of Santiago. So what I'm going to do today is even more relevant than before. What comes next is an extract of a paper that my partner Linda Burke and I wrote years ago, I think in about 2001, I can't remember. We almost didn't finish this collaboration because I cannot write in a scientific way and I am forever flouting the rules. Like today, when I am supposed to present a paper, yet I am exposing myself in a public performance of my pain. But also because it was difficult for Linda to hear about my arrest, torture, and rape during protests against Chilean military dictatorship in the 80s. When they arrested me, I thought it was because I was protesting with other teachers and students. But later, I realized that they targeted me and other women because I am a lesbian. When they put me onto the bus in the first stage of the arrest, they already knew I was a lesbian and they threatened me with raping me in front of whom they said was my partner at the time. So I can only assume that someone had betrayed me and other compañeros and compañeras. 11 years after I was released, when we had gone back to a democracy, a policeman came to the British Institute where I worked and said I should go to the comisaría, which is the police headquarters, with him. It was in this place where they had raped and tortured me for 3 days before I was sent to a women's jail run by Catholic nuns. After convincing me that there was nothing to fear, I went along with him. When we got to the place, he took me to an office where I suppose there was a general or a colonel, I don't know, he was an officer. And this person offered me a seat and a cup of coffee, which I refused. He asked me whether I had liked the tour of the comisaría, because they have deliberately taken me through corridors and even the cells where they had some prisoners before we got to his office. His apparent benevolent tone and fucking smile told me he wanted to make sure he knew I had been there before and that I should be very afraid. To cut the story short, because I'm writing the long version of this in a memoir, he wanted me to have sex with his female lover. My heart and mind were racing, and I managed to stay calm and even asked him why he wanted me to do this. We came to an agreement that we would meet again in 2 weeks and that he would only watch. What he didn't know was that I was flying to the UK in 5 days to live here. So I nest him there. Here I am, in front of you, feeling naked, shaking, and in pain. I am going to tell you the story of my pain today, and through this, the story of many other people's pain. That pain that cuts throats and vocal cords and leaves only groans and silent cries. 30 years have gone, but I can still smell my own fear and that of my compañeras. It was always like this, sticky tension pouring from our sweated bodies, the bodies of all of us defying tear gas, water cannons, and carabineros. Run, shout, think, sweat, remember, remember. I can feel the adrenaline rushing through my entire body. My throat is dry and hoarse of so much shouting against this barbaric, mad regime. Why are people running now? I shout, but nobody listens to anybody. I cannot stop. I have to keep running and find a safe place away from the bullets and the force of the water separating the crowds. Emma is gone. I cannot see her anywhere in this chaos. This noise is driving me mad. I am so scared. Yes, I am terrified. My heart thumps in my chest and my temples. My eyes are itchy. I cannot breathe properly. I have to keep running. Run, run, don't think. What's this terrible pain on my back? I cannot walk anymore. I feel very tired. Why has everything gone so quiet? Silence is all I can hear. Silence can take many shapes. Silence can be patched, sliced. It can be uncomfortable if experienced for too long. It can be used as a break to relax and enjoy the company of one's cells living in one's body. It very often embodies resistance itself. It can be used as a weapon to break someone's spirit in a session of torture. Torture means severe pain. They have warned me in my training sessions in the MIR, which is a revolutionary left movement. No training session prepared me for this intense pain. All this alienation, this empty vacuum, my body, my mind, my pain. This is not happening. I am a little speck in the universe. Which universe? The world is not anymore. I am disintegrating bit by bit, yell by yell, electrode by electrode. The pain, of this pain, here and then, down there in my vagina, the agony. Where am I? Where is my eye? This is cutting right through myself. And I am no longer. I dissolve in this pain. This monster is eating me alive now. I am trapped in the here and now, in this alienness, in this erupting without control. I am a volcano, yet anger is no more. Only terror and pain, that is all there is. I am in pain. I am losing myself. I don't want to tell you anything, you bastards. Silent. Be silent. That when battleship distress back to them. If I give thought to the pain, if I manage to speak to it from the borders of my weak body, perhaps it will leave me. Perhaps myself will be back together. I have lost myself. Maybe it was my fault. I shouldn't have bought into this. Maybe if I tell them that I won't do it anymore, maybe. I speak with a swollen tongue which threatens to suffocate me into madness. This pain does not have a body. It is just a huge mouth devouring me. This pain does not have ears. It doesn't listen to what I can say. I retch. I vomit. I want to fly away like a kite. No, better than that. Fly like an eagle, proud and free. Fly like a colder, like a phoenix. But I will never rise from the ashes of my body. I scream in silence. I want to cry out loud. Maybe my mother would put me back in her uterus then, and silence would be, what am I saying? My mother is not here, and this pain does not have a meaning. I do not have a meaning. Life is only silence. And I, with no voice, no tongue, no mouth, no body, anguish, terror. My throat is boiling sand, my breast, my belly, my vagina, my anus, all wave after wave of electricity. No control. I am losing control of myself. I cannot stop the shit, the piss, the tears, the jerks, the yells. I want the silence of death. It hurts. I don't want to be dispersed or sliced. Mama, where are you? Take me back into yourself. I don't want to think. I am being punished for daring to think and for loving women. Papa, is that you? I am a good girl, can you see? I am His Highness, just as you wanted me to be. I must be killing myself, but I cannot die. You need me, my son. I don't even remember your name, mi niño. Hush now. I will be fine. It is only a little pain. I promise it doesn't hurt. Is that you, Christina, my love? They said all I needed was a good fuck from real men. But what they will never understand is that I love you precisely because you're not a man. They laughed then. They laughed with an evil laugh. And then everything was silence after silence after silence after silence. My name is Consuelo. Mama, there is no consolation in this cold. Why am I so cold in this parilla? I'm terrified that my body will betray me. I am having a break from the parrilla. Will they let me go now? Consuelo, my name is Consuelo. Everything is silent now. They want to drive me mad. Maybe if I chant silently, fly like an eagle, proud and free. This is part of my story. I am safe now, away from Chile. But for people like myself, there will never be an after torture, because once you have been subjected to physical and psychological torture, pain remains. It gets stuck to your skin, to your bones, to your guts, to your heart, to your memory. And I go to a counselor here in Britain who tells me, we do not torture here, patronizing old git. And then I go to a doctor who asks me to tell him exactly what happened. I want to say that I don't want to describe the parilla, the electrons, the blows, the kicks, but end up crawling back into my silence and say I don't remember well, that everything is blurred in my mind, because I realize that physicians don't speak my language. Yet the body remembers again and again. The body remembers, and pain becomes part of our dreams and of our nightmares, because we don't have evolved to release them in any other way. The body wishes to be a body again. The body wants to have a mind and to remember better times. The body wants a soul. My body is dying to have some comfort in the here and now. I resist disintegration in this presentness by doing the exact opposite of what I did during my torture. I have broken my silence. I have finally given voice to my pain, but in my terms. By the way, did I tell you that my name means consolation? I am Consuelo. I am Consuelo. Am I? Thank you.
Thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. We are incredibly grateful to all the women who donate their time and their effort to create this podcast. That includes our guests, our interviewers, and our editors. You can find us on your favorite listening platforms like Apple, Stitcher, and Spotify. Just search for Philia Podcast. Please help us reach even more women. You can do that by subscribing to our show, by sharing this podcast with your friends, with your family, and with your coworkers, and by leaving us a positive rating and review. Philia organizes the largest annual grassroots feminist conference in Europe. We would love to see you there. You can support our work by joining the Friends of Philia scheme, by giving a solidarity ticket so that even more women can join their conference, and by subscribing to our newsletter. Please take a look around our website, philia.org.uk, to find out more. Together, women make magic happen, and we can't wait to be in touch with you.